The sweet peace of Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. I've been struggling with a certain coldness in my heart. I want to really feel my prayers. I want to be present to the sufferings of this world in my prayers. But I felt so flatlined and detached. This has really been bothering me. It makes me wonder if I really do love and have feelings for others. So I've been asking the Lord to give me that grace. And I believe He is beginning in this message. After worship and communion and the Stations of the Cross prayers, I sat quietly before the Lord, and He began by asking me a question. Do you know why I wanted you to pray the Stations of the Cross with me? No, Lord, I don't. I want you to enter into my passion more fully. There are parts of your heart that have iced over, Claire. They are too sensitive, and you've chilled them to stop the hurting. But I need to reawaken those parts of your heart. They need to be fully alive, my bride, in order for you and I to be in perfect union. Oh, Jesus, the very thought makes me sick at heart. I know. That's why you've closed them off. But when you did that, you also closed off other parts of your heart I need fully functioning and alive. So just be patient with me as I reawaken them. You will not regret it. Yes, I remember from years ago, it can be excruciatingly sweet to enter into your passion and meditate on what you went through. Well, I want you there with me. Do you hear me, my brides? So much of my living example has been written off and buried. So much has been sealed up and labeled a no-go zone. Jesus died and rose again, and now He's not on that cross anymore. That is what has been accepted as the norm. How far from the truth that is. As long as there is one human being unsaved or hurting, the wounds of my crucifixion remain open, bleeding and throbbing. Men have closed off that part of my life because it was too painful for them to look at. But in so doing, they have discouraged access to the deepest mysteries of my incarnation. This place, where I want you to go with me, contains all the answers to your suffering in this life, including the grace to endure without bitterness. When you accompany me with the way of my cross, I accompany you along the way of your cross, and my example gives you the courage to press on. In this place, there is open access to the inner chambers of my heart, the preciousness of your salvation, what I undertook for you, who I truly am, and that my compassion knows no boundaries, neither does my love. In this place you will come to know that truth, not with your intellect, but with the full force of your human emotions, which I created you to have and enjoy, and bring you into a depth beyond logic, beyond reason, and beyond the intellect. God is love. That is what is said about me. But to know this love, you must journey in my heart and experience me. When Rick Joyner dreamt of the different rooms in heaven, he was experiencing the treasures of my passion, and exactly what that accomplished. But I will say this, you as humans will never know the depth of love I had and still have that caused me to descend from heaven and submit my holy flesh to corrupt men in this corrupted world. The fruits of these meditations are magnificent beyond the finest and most flawless gems. the pricelessness of the whole world and activity of my heart for humankind are revealed through them. What I accomplished is a mystery I long to share with my bride. That is why I have called and requested that the stations be prayed. When you enter into the mysteries of my cross, you are reliving the sentiments of my mother's heart the day I was crucified. She was indeed the very first Christian and responded to my mission with her whole heart. She invested her entire self in me, Claire, and with me she longed for the redemption, even to the piercing of her heart, that the thoughts of many may be revealed. As an aside, I just wanted to say the origins of the Stations of the Cross is a devotion patterned after what Mary did the day the Lord was crucified. She followed along the exact route that he took and removed the blood from the ground and remembered each step of the way. And she continued to do that every day, to walk those stations of the cross every day in devotion to her son, remembering what he did for all mankind. On this note, as I'm learning to contemplate the stations of the cross with Holy Spirit's help, I'm preparing a meditational for you to help you enter into this place. It'll be very, very simple prayers and a lot of picturing the situation that the Lord was in at each station of the cross, helping us to enter in, really, truly enter into this place. And the very first song I ever wrote was about what he did for me in his passion. I'll be using that melody for the background of the recording. So that's something that is forthcoming. So picking up where we left off, the Lord had referenced the piercing of her heart, which actually is written the piercing of her soul in the scriptures. And then a scripture was brought to mind. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed, and a sword will pierce even your own soul, to the end that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." That's Luke 2:34. Lord, I've never really understood this. Can you please explain it to me? He answered me, "This is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light." That's in John 3:20. Jesus continued, "This was manifested in the praetorium. When the chief priests and guards saw him, they cried out and they were saying, 'Crucify him, crucify him.'" John 19:6. Jesus continued, "At that moment the contents of men's hearts were revealed for all to see, and my mother's heart was pierced by their rejection of me. She was in total accord with what had to be done to pay the price for you and mankind. In that moment, though she suffered terrible torments, she gave her consent as well. And people ask why she is so special to me. They know nothing of her interior life or what she suffered on this earth for their sakes. But suffice it to say, she was truly the first Christian and totally deserving of that title. Of those who knew me, there were no gray zones at Calvary. Either I was loved or hated, nothing in between. The rage and hatred of the crowd is not even understood today. I was hated with a passion, and the demon-infested crowd would have torn me limb from limb had it not been for the Roman soldiers, who had already executed the wrath of Satan when they lashed the flesh from my body. I should have died at that pillar, but my Father needed me to finish the very dregs of the cup, and so I lived. Oh, Jesus, I can barely stand to hear this. Lord, it's just too much. My darling bride, I am calling you to enter into my passion with me for very specific purposes. All of you, my brides, have cordoned off your heart from my torments. And how do you expect to know my love for humankind if you do not accompany me in my sacrifice? These are deep things, and not all will follow. But you who are my beloved ones, cleaving to me with all your hearts, you must open those chambers and drink from that cup with me. Of all the delights and consolations I could give you, nothing approaches what you'll experience in my heart of hearts. That said, for those who cannot accompany me, I love you all the same, and there's no condemnation for those who do not have the stomach to follow me. Lest you misunderstand, it is not about the blood and gore. It is about the absolute desolation of my heart that those I have created and provided this beautiful planet for and breathed life into them, those I have blessed with children, food and clothing, even those I healed of leprosy, abandoned me in the hour of my agony. They sided with Satan's agents and spat upon the ground at the foot of my cross. Can you imagine that? Taunting, ridicule, contempt, all heaped upon me during my unbelievable torments as I suffered for them, and they knew it not. Yes, you are beginning to get the picture now. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. I am reaching out to your hearts, my brides. Some of you in the length of your days have grown isolated in the deepest places of your being. I am calling them forth from the tomb of sorrows. There is healing to be had there. There is forgiveness to be had there. But most of all is the richest treasure of my incarnation, the sum of which every finely faceted gem on earth could not approximate in worth. It is the pristine and pure gold of my love that awaits you there. Do not be afraid to enter in. I have prepared a place for you there as well. Come, lift the cup to your lips and share this espousal cup with me. You are my bride, and there is nothing deeper, nothing more precious than the contents of this cup. Come, drink with me.